sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus for Amiri Marasi. And the schus for Ryan Rishulam Ben Rebarach Hertz. Baruch HaMestach HaBuchol Maseh Yadav HuBuchol B'nei Beiso. Zev Shlomo Ben Bina. Baruch HaMestach HaBuchol Maseh Yadav HuBuchol B'nei Beiso. Moshiach Ben Peshedina. Baruch HaMestach HaBuchol Maseh Yadav HuBuchol B'nei Beiso. We're going to be learning the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Every day a heavenly voice comes out from Har Chorev and announces, Oilem Lebrios Melbona Shel Torah. Woe unto the creations from the insult of Torah. Shkol Mishen Osek B'Torah Nikra Nazuf. Anybody who's not studying Torah is called Nazuf. He is reprimanded. We'll define the word Nazuf. Shneamar Nezim Zov Be'af Chazir. A golden nose ring in the nose of a chazir. Isha yafa, beautiful woman, vasaras tam, lacking taste. It's a pasuk in Mishle, chapter 11, verse 21. So what is this about? We don't understand this. The mashal of the nezim zav v'af chazir, and Ishiyaf of Isaras Tam, what that has to do with learning Torah, why the person is Nazuf. This person is going to be Menuda, he's disgraced, he's excommunicated, he's kicked out, he's pushed away from God. Nazuf is a notricon of Nezem and Af. Nazuf is Nezem. And Af, like it says in the Pasuk, Nez himself, Af Chazir. So that's why Chazal chose the Lashon of Nikra Nazuf for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So, the Rav Zatzal, in his Olas Re'iyah, in Chelik Beis, Pesh Kuf Pei Gimel, explains this Mishnah very beautifully. I saw an article about it. And alone, Iyunim b'Pirkei Avos al Pikisvei Araya Kuk, Rav Avner Shalev. So I'm being helped by his commentary. And let's begin. Explains the Rav. Hatachshitim ru'uyim heim le'evarei aguf mitzad chashivavut hachushim hanechbadim sheim tluyim bahem. Jewelry is fitting for the limbs of the body because of the chashivus of the respectable senses that they are dependent on them. What does this mean? We know the language of the Rav is very often ambiguous, very poetic. It's hard to understand sometimes. So the Rav means is, apparently, that when you are putting on jewelry, your mekashit, an organ, that's only when that organ has chashivus. Mitzat chashivus hachushim. In other words, you want to emphasize that organ. Otherwise, if there's no internal chashivus, then Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayofi, then it's nothing. We want to show that there's something deeper. That's what the jewelry is supposed to show. There's something deeper that I'm trying to emphasize, that I'm trying to bring out. So if you have an ear has chashivos, because the ear is listens. The eye has chashivos, the eye sees. So if one puts jewelry or makeup or whatever it may be in order to accentuate these organs, it's because it's showing that there's a pneumius there. There's something deeper that I'm trying to show. The eyes are the windows to the soul. There's something much holier there, much deeper, much more pneumiastic. So a nezem zav, this nose ring, this golden nose ring, it's going to be placed in the nose because there's a chashivus to the chush hareach. because there's importance to the sense of smell.
אומר הרב, כבודו של חוש הריח הוא מבואר מצד סגולת קליטתו הריחות הטובים.
Why is the sense of smell important? Because it can absorb good smells. And we know there's a bracha. It says in Maseches Brachas 43b, Eizu udavr shanasham enenes memenu, heviyomer zeh hareach.
הריח הטוב מהנה ומחזק את הצד הפנימי שבאדם, ומעדן את נפשו וגופו.
A good smell is mechazik, the pnimius of a person, and it purifies, it elevates his body and his soul. So you even make a bracha. There's a lot of chashivas to the chush hareach. The Rav writes in the Sefer Maoros Haraya on Shavuos on page Nantes.
מהחושים כולם שלא יזיק לשכל רק יחזקו לגמרי לא מצינו כי מריח.
The senses that are מחזק the seichel, the only one we're going to find is the reach. Like Chazal say, חמרה ורחני פיקחין, that the good smell sharpens one intellectually.
הבוסם לעולם מרחיב הדעת אף על פי שהוא חוש, שריח נכנס בקודם בקדושה מכל האיברים, כמו שנורים בגילוי שנכנס לבית חותמי על ברישה, הכנה מניין קדושה.
So there's the certain kedusha we have, like for example the Ktaris and the Beis HaMikdash. So it elevates the muskalos of a person. The Rav doesn't give that example here, but it elevates the muskalos, the rational faculties of a person, when he smells a good smell. Ayin b'sefer adir b'marom tafayin vav achush hareach. You know, there are things in life we just take for granted. We live with them, but you think of each chush. What's the meaning of this chush? Why do we have it? What does it do for us? The Gemara says, "Reich chush chamer v'reichni wine and good smell pikhin make one sharper." So the maila of the sense of smell is because it's kolate, because it absorbs good smells.
Mashenken k'shu mishamesh l'reichot ra'im uvzuyim.
What's not so when your sense of smell is being used for disgraceful things.
Im kein nezem zahav ba'af chazir.
So what about a jewelry, a nose ring for a chazir?
A chazir nover tamid ba'ashpatot.
Chaz is always going in the garbage can. The chaz is going with the mud. The chaz is going with very smelly. I mean, bad smelly. That's what I usually call smelly. Things that have a terrible smell. You're not allowed to read Shema when you're facing feces, and you're also not allowed to read Shema keneged the chazir, because it says in the Gemara that pi chazir katzoa veris dummy. The mouth of a chazir is like it's tzoa passing you by. Avagab de selik lenahara, even though it came out from the river. Gornish is gehelfen, it's not going to help. It's always going to be dirty and filthy. Chazira beis kisei metultalhav, it says in the Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perak beis halacha gimel. So this chazir has this terrible smells. So there's no reason that a chazir should wear a nose ring. The nose ring is supposed to emphasize the maila of the sense of smell. But the chazir, that's only when it's a good smell. That's only when it's a positive smell. It's an uplifting smell. It's the reach nichoach of the korban. It's the ktoras in the Beis HaMikdash. It's something good. It's a positive smell. It's the food on the hot plate on a Friday afternoon. Ah, that smell of Shabbos. Oh my gosh. Right now, as the shiur is being given, it's unfortunately only Monday night. We have some time to wait, but we're already waiting for that good smell. That's a good smell. It's Shabbos dik. But this chazir, what is he emphasizing? What is he accentuating his sense of smell for? It's a yichi smell. Okay, so that's the uselessness of the of a bad smell, and the negativity of a bad smell versus the good smell, which is positive. The Rav writes in Olas Riyah on page Kuf Samuz Zayin, Arecha Tov Udavar Shehneshama Nenet Mimenu V'U Mashlim La Kedusha V'Efcho Arecha Ra Shemakom Shenemtza Asur B'Devrei Torah. Reach Tov, your neshama gets hana from it, you make a bracha on a Reach Tov. A Reach Ra? No. You're Asur B'Devrei Torah and have been said Reach Ra. So Judaism has, and Halacha places a great emphasis on Reach. Reach is very, has a lot of chashivas. There's heter and there's iser when it comes to reach. Now we understand that the chazir, he's got bad rechos, bad smells coming out from there. It's shmek nishgit, as they say in Spanish. It doesn't smell good. So what's he wearing a nose ring for? Nezim zav ba'av chazir, it says in the pasuk in Mishlei. There's an inclination by people to assess the kishronos of a person. When a person has kishronos, we say, oh, this person's a Baal Kishron. Wow, look at what he can do. Look at how high he can jump. Look at how fast he can throw a ball. People are impressed by kishronos. The primary kishron, the primary talent, ability that distinguishes between man and animal is the intellect. Selam Elokim. Selam Elokim, says Rabbeinu the Rambam, the very beginning of the Moira, who nofel al tzura tiv'it. Tzel omar l'anyana hu be'adam, hu asher ba'avuro tia saga enoshit, m'pnei asaga zot ha-sichlit ne'amar bo b'tzelam Elokim bara oto. The intellect, that's the Tzelam Elokim. And with this koach ha-sichli, we can investigate things, we can understand abstract ideas, we can understand concrete wisdoms, we can read philosophy, sociology, psychology, history, biology, microbiology, chemistry, biochemistry, physics, astrophysics, metaphysics. There's so many things we could do with our seichel. And a seichel isn't only a koach that's maven and masig, it's also a manik. It leads us, it directs us. So are we going to give somebody covet just because he has a good head? V'ni adam osek b'torah poel bo koach ha-sechel. Torah is avodah sichlit. Torah is to understand with our intellect, the word of God. La'skilo b'chuchmat emet, la'da'at et kono. To give him true wisdom, to know his creator. V'lelechet b'ochot tzadikim, and then go in the ways of tzadikim. So no, you shouldn't just say, oh, person has a good intellect. What's he using his intellect for? Is he using it for Chachmas Emes, to know his creator, to go in the right path and path of tzaddikim? That's gevaldik. Aval im yazov esko b'torah, if you don't use your seichel to be maskil b'chachmas haTorah, then it's going to go from going to get its chachma from other places. Chveis every article in the New York Times or in on some random website or blog or something or Twitter. That's where a person's going to get his chachma from, his chachmas chayim. The great chachmas chayim from very cynical, angry people, very often you have. Not to mention the nivel peh, the late sonos, and everything else. Im yazov esko b'torah, yasechel atzmo l'ralo. This same sechel can be to a person's detriment. V'yachdir le'adam de'ot, machshavot v'tfisot shetchiyot. He's going to become a superficial person, God forbid. And then it's going to cause him to veer from the path of purity, the path of kedusha. Ad sheyashuv mitoch kach lemadregat pchitut meruba. So this koach sichli is going to bring him to very low places. So we shouldn't give somebody haracha value just because they have a kishrin. You have to know how they're using the kishron. Karim Abdul Jabbar, one of the most famous, highest scoring basketball players in history, Lou Alcindor, before he decided to go in the Muhammad Mahalach. His name used to be Lou Alcindor when he played right near where I grew up, Upper West Side of Manhattan, Power Memorial High School. I didn't go there. I didn't think I was good enough to make the team. any event, so his father actually redeemed the camps. His father was a soldier in World War II, and Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi of Medinas Yisrael, he was liberated by Karim's father, among others. So they met afterwards. I think Rabbi Lau met Karim. I don't know if he met his father afterwards, but Karim's father was, Mr. Alcindor was, liberated him. In any event, so he has a photographic memory, Karim Abdul-Jabbar, and he can speed read. He could just take a book, just turn pages as fast as you can turn them. As fast, very, very fast, with a photographic memory. So the Shaila is, and not to say one bad word, I don't know him. I once read a book many, many years ago. I read an autobiography of his, maybe 20, 30 years ago, probably 30 years ago, 35 years ago. So, not to say a bad word. So it's great. You have a photographic memory. What are you using it for? It was a TV show, Taxi. It's very popular in the 70s, maybe it was early 80s. And one of the actress in the, I think his name is Marie Lou Henner. So she has complete recall. If you say a day, if you say August 16th, 1974, she'll tell you what she wore that day, what she ate for breakfast, what she ate for lunch, what she ate for dinner, who she met. Complete recall. I mean, just an insane koch she can have. She has. Shaila is, and I'm asking both on Karim and Marie Lou, what do you do with that koch? So just to say, wow, that's amazing. Of course it's amazing. But you have to use it for good things, and maybe they do. And my mamish don't know. They don't. Neither of them seems like a bad person. Bechlau. Bechlau. But you have to use your kochos for good things. Person has a good head. What do you? Okay, great. What are you using it for? Imkein bala kisharon hui lechavod lo mitzad atzmo. It's not roy for mitzad atzmo that you're bal kishron. You have to use your intellectual capacity for good things. Things that really matter. So just saying, oh, I have a high IQ is garnished. What are you doing with your high IQ? Prince says, oh, I'm greater than an animal. Ma pedom. Yeah, you have intellect, but the guy's using his intellect on nonsense or worse. That's nezem zahav ba'af chazir. That's like accentuating the sense of smell of the chazir. Smelling bad stuff. There's nothing to get excited about over here. There's nothing to accentuate. There's nothing to be proud of. Person's learning Torah, it's terrific. Using it for great things. But if he's using it for shtiyot, for nonsense, nezim zahav baf chazir. And then it goes weiter, comparing him to Isha yafa v'sarat tam. Ma ze Isha yafa v'sarat tam? As a Rav mevaer, שהביטוי הזה רומז על כישרון שכלי שאינו מקבל את ההשכלה הראויה המכובדת, ולכן הוא אינו ראוי לכבוד ולהערכה, כשם שאף החזיר אינו ראוי לכך. A woman's beautiful. So what that she's beautiful? What does it mean? What is she doing with it? ועל כן מתואר השכל בשם אישה. And therefore the seichel is described as a woman. מצד שהוא נערך לפי מעלת המושכלות האמיתיות שהוא מקבל אותן. Because it is assessed, it is valued based on the level of the intellectual teachings and lessons that it absorbs. What is a woman? What is a woman? It's a very deep philosophical question. The Rav discusses this many, many times, talking about the differences, I don't know, many times, numerous times, differences between the sexes. We don't, the Rav was not of the opinion that men and women are really the same thing, as is the popular in certain circles today. No, no, no. We're very different. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. The only thing that's incorrect about that is that we're much further away than those two planets. However far away those two planets are, not even close. Okay? Very different. Hakisharon ha-miyuchad shel ha-isha, what the Rav talks about in different contexts about a woman, is that her kishron is lekabel reshamim shel Torah v'dat me'ha-ish. The woman receives from the man Torah, and then she develops them. Bekochotel rikshiim, women have unique emotional kochos. Women are much more in tune very often with their emotions, in touch with their emotions. Their emotions are much more powerful than men. It's been proven actually biologically that women are just wired to be more emotional than men are. Kayadua l'chol mishe k'tzat mevin. And a woman has a certain set of sense of aesthetics that very often men lack. Right? You go into a house, a woman is so makbid, everything very often, that everything should be neat and clean, and they're so embarrassed when it's not. And the man didn't even notice. This was out of place, this was a little dirty, this is that. But the woman notices, yesh la chush esteti. And that leads to a life of adinut, of Toar, of Kedusha, at least it's supposed to. The Rav writes in the Shemona Kvotzim and Kovetz Gimel, Kuf Yadalad, we've discussed in the past, the Shemona Kvotzim, we had Shirah from the Shemona Kvotzim. Nefesh HaIsha Suyai Lekabel Reshamim Mibachutz. That the soul of a woman is designed to receive influences from the outside, to develop them inside of herself. I'm skipping a little bit. That's the idea of Bina. Bina is Mevin Davar Mitoch Davar. She gets the idea and then she develops it. What bracha a woman can bring when she develops song, poetry, beauty, and that brings to Gvura, that brings to Kedusha. So much bracha that a woman can bring with her unique talents that a man just can't do. A man is not a woman, a woman's not a man, a man can't do what a woman can do a lot of times, and a woman can't do what a man can do. Two different types of kochos. In the Ein Hayah, the Rav writes in Perek Zayin, Osmem Vav, it's Perish on Brachas. The woman isn't supposed to create new things, but rather she develops what she receives from the outside. וטובתם של עירת השם דרך סקם משים כפי התוכנית ששלמי האנשים יסכילו בחוכמתם ובעמיקם חוקרם חנן לה בזה הקדוש ברוך הוא בינה יתרה. So the man establishes the principles and then the woman develops it. That's the bina yisera mevin davar mitoch davar. הרגשה דקה ושנונה, very subtle and sharp feeling, שתצא לפועל הנעלה רק בהיותה פועלת על פי אורחה. That's going to be actualized when she acts based on this bina yisera. To expand and to emphasize the foundations of Musar, and to explain them based on her good positive regesh. Look also in the Olas Ri'ah, Chelek Aleph and Page Amar Aleph, Ayin Aleph. It's also the idea of the creation of a baby, right? The man gives his input, that's called Chachma, and then the woman takes that input, and then she develops it for 9 months in her womb. And that's the bina mevin tar mitoch davar, that's developing what she received. She received the tipas rucha, and she's taking that tipas rucha and creating out of it a human being. So our hats off to the ladies. I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here. So that's amazing. So that's what a woman is. A woman is lekabel reshamim mibachutz v'lefateach otam. That's why in this pasuk, isha, because she's makabel these muskalos, וכאשר לא ייתנו לפניו מושכלות אמיתיות, הוא כמו שרת טעם. When the seichel doesn't get true muskalos, when they get nonsensical muskalos, so then it's saras tam. Then it lacks, it's devoid of good taste. Kamo isha, like a woman who isn't receiving positive, pure influences. For example, in today's world, you can have two types of women. You can have a woman who is a tsnua and a chasuda, and she gets dressed in the morning, and she covers what she's supposed to cover, and she doesn't try to stick out, and she doesn't try to draw people's eyes on her, v'chulei v'chulei, and she wants to live a life of purity, she wants to live a life of pnimius. That's the idea of tznius. Tznius is to live in the world apnimi, not in the world achitzoni, in the internal world, not in the external world, not what people are saying, not people what people are thinking, not putting your picture all over Facebook so everyone can tell you how beautiful you are. She dresses bitznias, and she lives bitznias. She acts bitznias, she talks bitznias, she thinks bitznias. Everything modestly. Or you can have another one, that she's mamish, out there, doing everything she can to get people's eyes on her. People should look at her, people should talk about her, people should think about her. That's negative content. That's tchanim nemuchim u'pchutim. That's low, that's base content. That's exactly what the world is trying to get women to be very often. Even in public forums, like very, very public, even respectable forums, when women can, you know, wear almost nothing, can show. It's mind-boggling how they're not embarrassed to be seen like that, and how people aren't embarrassed to be around them like that. But that's the world we live in. Just no musig of tznias. I'm saying even people who believe in Hashem, who are Christians, who are religious people, even sometimes somewhat spiritual people. But when they get dressed in the morning, they don't understand, because they're influenced by the outside world. They don't get mas muskalos amitios. Uvzeu kamo saras tam. And that lacks good taste. That's isha saras tam. So you have this seichel that could be makabel, such a good roshim, that can receive such good impact, such a good influence. And instead, it gets the negative. So that's the dimui, that's the pasuk that Chazal bring, Shua ben Levi. Nezim zov, no zov ba'af chazir. Accentuating your sense of smell when all you smell is disgusting things. So what are you proud of your sense of smell for? Isha yafa v'sarat tam. A woman, you could be makabel a good roshem, and you're not. She's makabel the... She lacks time. She's devoid of good taste. And that's the seichel. The seichel is so... There's so much... There's trillions of cells in your body. Billions in your brain. Maybe trillions in your brain. I think there are trillions of cells in your brain. I don't know. I never counted. I don't envy the guy who did count. I'm saying there's a lot to count. Right? So you have all these cells. And you have so much wisdom in your brain. And then people use it on such nonsense. Why? So you have this woman, Izisha Yafa v'sarat tam. She's so beautiful, but she's devoid of good taste. She ofia gorei mechshol olich b'derech rasha v'yresha v'kesel. So a woman who's beautiful, but she lacks good taste, she's saras tam. So she's going to lead people on the path of evil, on the path of lust, of base taivas. And that's exactly what a person who has this tremendous koach, the woman has a tremendous koach, and then she misuses it. It's terrible. She misuses her beauty. V'sarat tam. And so too a person who has a seichel. He has a seichel, he can use it for such great things, and instead he uses it for nonsense, for low things, for reading all the nonsense that people put today, especially... Most people have a little machine in their pocket, in their hand most of the day. And such stuyot people are sending around, such absolute nonsense, it just lowers a person. Lowers a person to read it. Lowers a person to be around it.
לפיכך השבח והכבוד הניתן לבעל שכל בעל שכלו הטבעי. The praise, the honor, the dignity, the respect that's given to a person with seichel because he has a natural seichel. אם לא הכניס פה דברי תורה, מתוך כך הכניס דברים המחפירים מערבשים ראי כמו שבח לכלי שמשמש בדברי פחיתות. המוכן אותי לה דווקא כשישמש דברים חשובים. You're going to give שבח to a brain because a person has a good head? If he doesn't put good things in the good head, and he puts nonsense in the good head, אז מה זה שווה? What's it worth? הוא כמו נזם זהב באף חזיר. It's like being mechabed, the sense of smell, when it's smelling disgusting things. שפעולת רחום מגונה לפי תכונת מזונו. He's going in the garbage, he's sticking his nose in the garbage, he's saying, look at all, look at how beautiful I smell. על כן נקרא נזוף. This person who doesn't learn Torah is called נזוף, שראוי לו לנזיפה וגערה ליתו מאבד מה שיש לו. He's losing out. הכישרון השכלי שלו דווקא גורם לבזות את האדם. It lowers him. He has this great intellect and he's using it for terrible things. ותהילה יעתה לפועל הטוב. And praises for things that do good. So the Rav explains the pasuk Nezim Zov Ba'af Chazir is that if you have a jewelry that honors a certain sense, here it's the sense of smell of a chazir. If that's what you, if that tachshit, that's mechabe the chush areich of the chazir. Even though we know the chazir is using a sense of smell for reichos megunim, for garbage smells. That's like praising an Isha Yafa Vesaras Tam. That's like praising a beautiful woman who lacks taste, who's devoid of taste. Which is a koach. A woman could be makabel, she could be maskil, she could receive such great things from the outside and develop them on her own. But this woman who's Yafa, no. She doesn't use her kochos for the good, she uses her kochos for the bad, for the negative. So such a person is using his seichel for negativity. He's using his seichel for sarcasm and for mockery and for cynicism and to spread negative rhetoric, to spread hatred, to spread animus. That's that. Such a person is nazuf. Nezem ba'af. He's misusing his seichel and therefore he's deserving of reprimand. It's important to note the whole world uses Facebook and of course some people use it for good things, they use it to spread Torah. But how did it start? It started with a very, very bright Jewish boy, as a many multi-billion dollars start, and he had an idea. Why don't I put pictures of really pretty girls and send them around and we'll decide who's the prettiest. He didn't use the word pretty, but whatever they call it today in slang, I'm not going to say it. And that's how it started, just sending around pictures of Mamish, the lowest level of priestess. And he's obviously a brilliant person. And that's what he used his seichel for. He was interviewed on CNN in 2005. I had an interview with him. He said, yeah, you know, I'm starting this thing. It's called faith. We'll see where it goes. Like little did he know that one day he would have enough money that he could buy the whole world. I hope he uses it for good things. And I hope he does tshuva shleima. You know, I heard he's becoming more spiritual. He sees that life is not just money and power. He has more than enough of both. And he sees that that's not what's going to make you happy in life. Maybe one day his wife will convert from her Avodah Zarah to Yiddishkeit. They'll convert their children. Maybe he'll be a Ben Torah. Who knows? It's Hashem. Lo yidach mimenu nidach. But that's how it started. That's using his grade. He was in Harvard. Eventually dropped out. But he's using his good mind
to figure out ways to harness technology to spread pritzus. And now, you know, we know what Facebook has become. But that's an example of using the seichel. And that's where you end up, because the person's not in Torah, so he's thinking of other things. That's what he's thinking of. So we should be zeuche mirtz Hashem to be oskim Torah, to use the wonderful mind that Hashem gave us for good things. B'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Okay, there's a lot more to say and to expand on this, but we will we'll leave it here. And mirtz Hashem, there's so much more to say. Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll come back to these ideas and revisit them and expand on them. Mirtz Hashem, b'li nedar. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.